typical physics lecture could make your eyes glaze over.
Carbon has an atomic number of 6. 6 protons, 6 neutrons, that's 12.
But when Matt Shields taught advanced placement physics to kids at Charlottesville High School, it was literally a blast. Here he set propane on fire as it moved through a flute-like device to demonstrate the nature of sound. Parents of these students were likely pleased that their kids had the chance to study with a gifted teacher who enriched the course with intriguing demonstrations. But most students at Charlottesville High didn't qualify for AP Physics or any other honors classes. African American kids were the least likely to get in. And last year, the New York Times and ProPublica attacked the city for segregating students, steering them into separate and unequal tracks. At the same time, scholars like Sophie von Stumm at the University of York in the UK were arguing that this approach to teaching was not good for a country committed to equal opportunities for all.
Countries that don't track students tend to have more equal outcomes in terms of student achievement, and on average they also tend to have higher levels of achievement. Finland transitioned from a system of tracking, and it now is the most successful education system in the entire world.
At Walker Upper Elementary School in Charlottesville, where tracking began, Principal Adam Hastings said students didn't actually like the practice.
Our kids tell us pulling us out for the honors classes is a horrible thing. Both the kids who don't get pulled out and the kids who get pulled out say, wait a minute, why do you divide us like this? They may be young, but they're not stupid.
Von Stumm says tracking can be hard on the self-esteem of students not selected for special programs. And when bright kids move into honors courses, it can also destroy their confidence.
They were performing really high relative to the other kids in primary school, and then they transition into a high-ability secondary school, and they learn with surprise that they're no longer top of the class. And for some of them, that has long-term negative effects on their motivational levels for learning.
So this year, Charlottesville will move to something called differentiated learning, where teachers and specialists in reading, math, and the arts work with individuals and small groups of kids in the same classroom to enrich their learning experience at whatever level is right for them. Principal Adam Hastings knows some teachers are skeptical.
We are an industry where the pendulum swings. We do this year, we do that next year, this too shall pass. I hope that this discussion around equity is here to stay.
And parents of some kids who might be branded as gifted predict their children will be bored or frustrated in a regular classroom. Professor von Stumm says they need not worry.
Either they start teaching the other kids, and we know that this is actually really beneficial for their own learning if they learn how to communicate facts and knowledge to other children, or they seek their learning opportunities outside of the classroom, for example, the local library or the chess club or the debate club.
And Charlottesville says gifted children will still be challenged through individual and small group instruction. Hastings says this new approach, working to ensure the success of every student, won't always be easy, and he predicts it will take a generation to see how well it works. I'm Sandy Houseman.